of earth. Paul, back with you. It's Monday, Paul Douglas, March 1st, 2021. Nice to have the band back together. DJ is back. David Josephson just returned from a long drive back from Houston this morning. You got in at 7 a.m., DJ?
Yeah, rolled into Twin Cities about 7 a.m. I had fun listening to Steve Simpson and Dave Lee this morning on WCCO Radio. I was driving through southern Minnesota in that kind of sudden snow squall that popped up. So,
well, I'm glad you're back safe and sound. That's quite a drive. And Jordana is with us, too. She's down in Rochester just finishing up round five of chemo. And we're making an effort to connect with Jordana. It's kind of hit and miss with the technology, but she's here, she's fine, and we're going to be hearing from Jordana throughout the show, at least up until about 5 o'clock. We'll see how she's holding up. 1 hour at a time, right? Which is a metaphor for all of us. We got our band back together, but we lost a bandmate, as Laura explained in the newscast. Dan Culhane, a fixture here at CCO Radio, passed away over the weekend, and it came as a shock to everybody involved. Dan was recovering from a bout with cancer, and he was on the upswing. I mean, things were getting better. And DJ, you may know more than I do. I'm getting some of this secondhand, some of this third hand, but my understanding is that Dan did get the virus and was put on a ventilator, appeared to be doing better, and then took a turn for the worse. And we lost Dan, one of the good guys, instrumental behind the scenes production. He was working on a podcast with Jordana, and it doesn't seem real. I mean, it is surreal and tragic, and our hearts go out to Dan's family. But again, it hits home. This virus hits home, and we've said this for nearly a year now. It hits home when it hits home, and it hit home yesterday. For Dan, for his family, for his extended family, all of us at CCO who love Dan. And John Hines is going to be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour. He had a chance to work with Dan Culhane. So I'm interested to get some more stories from John Hines. Paul Douglas back with you. Jordana hung in there until 5 o'clock. We're taking it one day at a time. She is just finishing up round five of chemo. And now she takes off a week or two. Her blood levels have to return to a certain level before she can be discharged from the Mayo Clinic, spend a few days at home, and then she's back for round six. So eight rounds in total. Our thoughts always with Jordana. And again, never in my life did I think that she would be broadcasting live from her bed at the Mayo Clinic. But she has an amazing work ethic. And there are a lot of people at this station, all three stations, including the Wolf and Jack, that have amazing work ethics. And one of them we lost in the early morning hours on Sunday, Dan Culhane, whose voice you hear all the time on this station and others. And with us to reminisce and share some stories and help me through the grieving process is one of my oldest radio buddies, John Hines, who's joining us from Florida. Hey, John.
Paul, how are you?
Well, you know, I woke up this morning, and I'm sure you did the same. It was the first thing that popped into my brain, and at first I thought it was a nightmare, and then it dawned on me that we lost a good one. And I'm still best.
one of the best.
I'm still processing this. How are you doing?
I'm beyond sad. I got a call yesterday early on Sunday. A good friend of mine, you know Donna Valentine.
Sure.
Donna from K102 days. Donna said, I wanted to tell you this before you read it somewhere. So, but it hadn't been, I hadn't read it anywhere yet. But so I was very appreciative of that. But she had taken Dan's wonderful wife to the hospital early on Sunday morning because she had gotten the call about some complications with Dan. His cancer was raising its ugly head again, and he ended up back in the hospital, and there was so much more that went with that. And Dan and Nancy had been so careful to avoid any outside contact and such with, and just to, you know, because of the threat of COVID, he was very, very vulnerable, as is Jordan, I'm sure you know. So
yeah.
He was being so very careful, and he couldn't sidestep it. And that added in the complications and some other complications that went with all of that. I was talking with a couple of other friends who knew him very well, who worked with him in the morning hours at both what was once Buzzin' and now The Wolf, and me at WCCO. I would get in about 6, Paul, and Dan normally came in between 7 and 8. But before the wonderful Joe Jonkis changed all of our overhead lights to LEDs and low-heat light sources, I would go into Dan's studio because it was one of the cold spots in the building. I would open the door. I'd turn on all the lights in there, including the high-intensity lamps, just to warm it up for him for a bit before he came in. he just, you know, and just, you know, the little thing. And then also drop a, you know, one of those 4-pound bag of M&M peanuts in there, which he would feed into his gumball machine. And we would all go through there at one time or another and help ourselves to a handful of M&M peanuts. If you stood outside the doorway of the other production studio across from Dan's, directly across from Dan's,
right,
and you stood there in that doorway, eventually he would look up and he'd wave you in. You know, if he had his microphone on or whatever, then he would just give you the same, oh, yeah, come on in, come in. And most often I would say, I need you to come over here and help me do this because I had lost something or whatever in the computer. And he knew how to find it. I mean, he's so, so good, so talented. But more importantly, the kindness. If you read the posts on my Facebook page, on Nancy's Facebook page, anybody that is connected with Dan, you'll see that word over and over and over again, kindness. And when you stop and think, Paul, about the lives that he touched, the young lives, with so many years of refereeing and in hockey, it was nothing for, well, I shouldn't say it was nothing. It was not unusual for Dan to end up refereeing, you know, 5 games in a Saturday tournament somewhere, just skating endlessly. You know, when you're the referee, you cover the whole ice. He's going back and forth the whole time. You know, the goaltender gets to wait down here till they come back. But he's going back and forth the whole time. And he was adamant about it. He was telling me one morning about some kid came by and started chirping at the referee, which would be Dan. And he just looked at the kid and he pointed, that's 5 minutes more. Do it again, and you've got a game misconduct. And that's the most angry that Dan ever got. That's 5 minutes. Do it again.
It's funny you say that. I never, ever, and look, I've been with the station now for going on 4 years. I never saw him get angry at anybody. I never saw him raise his voice. He was always patient. As you said, he was kind. He was sort of like Google for the radio stations. I mean, if you had an issue, you had a problem.
Getting
me up to speed with the editing gear and the mixers and the Comrexes, it's like learning a new language. But he was always patient and kind, and, you know, he was a mensch. He was just a good human being. Look, every life lost is tragic, but I think this is hitting so many of us so hard, just trying to wrap our brains around this. But I know you had a lot of experience with this guy.
Well, at K-102 for so many years, and then for so many years at WCCO. And as I said in my post, he made me sound better than I was. With just his help in the production studio. And, you know, we'd go in. I once asked him, because you know how the digital editing works now, you know, and we're trying to record.
Oh, really?
But you don't have to get through a 60-second commercial. You can do 10 seconds here, 15 seconds, whatever. And I asked Dan once, I said,
yeah,
does that make us less of announcers? Because he and I both came up in the day when you had to be able to go through 60 seconds flawlessly without a mistake or an error or whatever. I said, does this make us, you know, less skilled as announcers? And he said, no, it helps us put a better product on the air. And that's what Dan was always about.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, you know, there's no reason to put something on the air that doesn't sound right.
You're right. He made us all better. And
yeah,
better than we have a right to be. John,
that's a good way to say it.
You saw the Twins play yesterday, or you're in Florida?
Yes, sir. Yes, I went. Drove by. Spent the afternoon with my brother and his wonderful wife and another friend of ours, and we watched the ball game. You know, four people sitting here, two people sitting over there, four people sitting over there, two people sitting over there. Here was the best part about going to that game for me yesterday, Paul. I'll tell you. I mean, I'm a fan, okay, and I missed going to a game last year. But here's the best part. It was the very first game of the season down there at Hammond Field at, you know, Lee County Stadium, whatever they're calling it. And being the very first game of the year, I knew the hot dogs would be fresh. They would not have been from the day before.
That's why you went for the hot dogs, really?
I went for a hot dog and some camaraderie with my brother and his wife and another friend. So yeah,
it's always
my little getaway.
It's always great hearing your voice on the air, John. And I remember our days together on WLOL, and you were and are a great friend and a great teacher and a mentor. And I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts about Dan Culhane. There will never be anybody in radio quite like Dan Culhane. So we lost a big voice yesterday and an amazing man.
Yeah, and oh God, absolutely yes, and it could be the softest, most soothing voice out there. He was just always able to deliver, and then also able to teach along the way. And I think he enjoyed that part of it as much as anything else, teaching us to do better.
Amen.